Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I'm Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket event leading up to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/Bass or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. We also encourage you to visit our YouTube page at Bassmaster Radio for video versions of interviews with select guests. That's YouTube.com/Bassmaster Radio. There is nothing in the world of professional fishing like Classic Week, and it is going on now in Greenville, South Carolina, and on Lake Hartwell out of the state-of-the-art Green Pond Landing with its newly built amphitheater seating for fans to take in takeoffs each morning of the Classic. And to preview this event, Bass Times editor Brian Brasher will join us with his thoughts on the events, and Neil Paul from visitanderson.com will be in as well to pull back the curtain on what it's like to pull off the Classic Carolina style. This is the third time in 7 years and the fourth since 2008 that the Classic has been contested on Hartwell, and with rising temps all week, this one could be the best yet. The previous three Classics have been won with right around 50 pounds over 3 days, and this one should exceed that. Also on today's show, my annual walk through the boatyard from back on Classic Eve on Thursday. Stay tuned for who may show up in that lighthearted trip around the yard as the contestants met with the media.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the opening, what a great way to get things started then with Brian Brasher. He joins us, of course, from Bass Times. He's the editor of Bass Times. You also read him on the back deck, the back page, if you will, of Bassmaster Magazine. And like everybody else associated to Bass, is in Greenville this week with the Bassmaster Classic, and he joins us now. Brian, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you, man?
I am fantastic. It's Classic Week. It's Greenville, fourth time now that Bass has been here, third time in the last 7 years. It's such a great venue, and for those that have been down or haven't been down yet to Green Pond Landing to see that venue and the amphitheater for the takeoffs and what they've built there, it's just amazing, and the lake is getting better and better. This is just such a great location for the Classic.
Yeah, we refer to it now as legendary Green Pond Landing because it's been the site of so many classics now, basically built for the Classic, and you're never going to find a better venue. And really, the whole thing, I mean, Lake Hartwell, Bonsecours Wellness Arena, the Greenville Convention Center, and the town of Greenville itself, just a great place to have the biggest fishing tournament in the world.
Yeah, and it's tremendous. About 30 miles or so straight highway all the way from Greenville, downtown Greenville, from where the convention center is and where the weigh-ins are at the Bonsecours to Green Pond Landing, where the takeoffs are and so on. It's like the sweet spot. We've seen some that were longer trips, like Ray Roberts, and we've seen it at Gunnersville and where you got to go to Birmingham, and that's a little bit of a haul as well. And we've seen some like next year in Knoxville where – all of the action will happen within about a 3-mile radius, which is really cool as well. But, you know, this is just far enough to folks can easily go to take off and then head back to Greenville for the expo and all the great events that are going on there, and then of course the weigh-ins as well. And it's really cool to see the way different organizations come together when you got something like this in different counties, and yet they all come together to put on a great show.
Yeah, everybody's excited. It never fails. And, I mean, everybody links together, works together. You got shuttles running from the expo to the weigh-in, back and forth, so people have an easy time getting from one to another. There's always, whatever hotel you're staying at in Greenville, there's great restaurants within walking distance. Yeah. It's the perfect town for the Classic. And people wonder sometimes, why have the Classic when you have to make a 45-minute drive from the lake to the weigh-in, or you have to make an hour drive? Well, we need the best of both worlds. We need great fishing, and we need a great city to serve as the host venue. And sometimes those things aren't right on top of one another. Like you said, Knoxville next year, they are very much right there under the Sun Sphere in Knoxville, Tennessee. It'll be great. But Hartwell is definitely one of my favorite destinations in the world.
Yeah, and don't sleep on Anderson itself either. I mean, we talk about Greenville, but some people will stay in Anderson and then make the trip after takeoff up to Greenville. Yeah, and I've stayed in downtown Anderson now. Full disclosure, they are one of our sponsors. There's Visit Anderson and Neil Paul have been great sponsors
Mr. Neil Paul. Know him very well.
Yeah, Neil coming up a little bit later on, but they have been great supporters of Bassmaster Radio from the beginning, to be honest with you. But I have stayed in downtown Anderson as well for various events. Of course, we'll have an open there that I'll be fishing in later on this year in October. And it's a neat little walk around town. Both Greenville and downtown Anderson are really cool, quintessential South Carolina walk around towns, which is really neat.
The first time, my first year with Bass, the first tournament that I actually covered as a member of Bass, as an employee of Bass, we went up December to do the walk around and make sure that everything was in line. And both of those towns were lit up in Christmas lights, and you just had so much life on the square. And I realized right away that I was going to fall in love with those places. And I have, and I always look forward to being here.
And the fishing, it's going to be really good. I mean, we're already seeing it with the warming trend that has been happening. And as they get through this tournament, by the time we get to Championship Sunday, we're talking about temperatures in the high 60s, low 70s, sunshine beating on that water. Had a mild winter. There were some places that there was over 60 degree temperatures already in practice, and it just got warmer and warmer. And I think, the three classics that have been there at Hartwell have all been right around 50 pounds to win it. I think this one goes to almost 55 pounds. I think it's going to take a little bit more to get it done. And we're going to see some big girls brought to the stage, I think, this year.
I think that's a distinct possibility. I think back to that first classic that I mentioned that I covered. It was 9 degrees the first morning that we was both in. There were some 20-pound bags caught in that event. Yeah. So you give this place a warm-up, and there's no telling what you're likely to see. My guess is there will be some 20-pound bags brought to the scales. The guy who lands two 20-pound bags and then tops it off with a decent bag probably wins it in that 55-pound range like you're talking about.
And you and I are in the storytelling business. Brian Brasher with us, the editor of Bass Times. And, when you look at the potential stories that come out of this, by the time we get to late Sunday afternoon, you got Gerald Swindle, right? He had never hoisted a blue trophy, but he's a two-time winner of the Angler of the Year and gave us one of the all-time great speeches back in 2018. And Gerald Swindle, if Gerald Swindle were to win, what a story that is. Greg Hackney, another guy that's missing only the Classic and came back to win a Classic, is in this one as well. And Scott Martin fishing his first Classic, coming over to specifically for unfinished family business. Can you imagine Scott Martin with Roland Martin backstage walking out on that stage if he were to be hoisting that trophy? The Carolina boys. I mean, all these stories are great stories.
I'm one of the lucky ones who gets to be in what they call the decompression room, where they take the winner right after they do lift the trophy and have the confetti and all of that in the arena. And I can't imagine being in the decompression room with Scott Martin and Roland and the whole Martin gang. And when I was doing the Classic Odds Gallery back in January, I talked to a lot of anglers and asked them, hey, who do you think's got a shot? And one name I kept hearing over and over again was Scott Martin. Extensive knowledge of Lake Hartwell, had some success there with FLW, and it was just one name that kept popping up. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all. And you talk about a story. For him to win the one big title that Roland never won with Bass,
yeah,
that would be impressive.
And especially with the way that he slipped in. I don't want to say backdoored in, because he had to be, you know, right there in position to be able to get in. But things had to unfold perfectly for him during the Open series this past fall for him to even get in. So he's like, you know, last man to qualify for the Daytona 500 and then winning the thing. You know, so it would be, you know, certainly that's cool. And then let's not forget Jason Christie, who in a heartbreak fashion lost that last Classic there in 2018. Did not have a good final day. What if Jason Christie, you got to look at him, especially if these fish are shallow and they're up on it, you know, on a spinnerbait bite or a chatterbait bite. If it's that kind of water, that's what Jason Christie shines. That would be a great story too.
And of course, he was back last year, his first year back on the Elite Series, and he wasn't qualified for the Classic, so he had to work the Expo. And he said it was no insult to the Expo whatsoever, but he said it was like a kick to the head, knowing that the Classic was going on right down the road from him, and he couldn't fish. So he's going to be hungry. And don't sleep on Jacob Poroznik, because he's a guy, talk about a guy who kind of, I won't say he backdoored his way in, because he won an Open on Smith Lake to get there, which is not an easy thing. But he's a year ahead of schedule as far as making the Classic. He fished the Opens last year to requalify for the Elite Series and then expected to be back in the Classic next year. So he's kind of a party crasher, too, and party crashers cause problems sometimes.
Yeah, and of course Brandon Cobb and Patrick Walters are on everybody's list as well this week, as those guys just know this water so well, and they're so good with the front-facing sonar. That plays obviously a huge, you know, everybody talks about sight fishing. Will it be sight fishing? Well, nowadays we sight fish offshore and we're sight fishing everywhere on the lake nowadays with the electronics.
It's all sight fishing, and you talked about the weather being a little out of character for this time of year. I think that tends to favor the locals.
Yeah.
I mean, if things are going to change and going to be a little wonky, the guys who have experience on the fishery tend to have an advantage, and nobody's got more of a home field advantage on Hartwell than Brandon Cobb. So,
good point.
He's definitely one to watch.
Brian Brasher has been our guest. Brian, I appreciate you so much, man. It's good seeing you this week at the Classic.
Yes, thank you, man. Good to see you. Give me a call anytime.
Brian Brasher. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, my walk through the boatyard. That's next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now an annual Bassmaster Classic tradition. It is the grid walk in the boatyard. That's right. As this was before the Classic started on Media Day on Thursday, I got a chance to kind of walk around and just talk to the boys a little bit. Take a listen. And now joined by one of the hottest fishermen on tour right now, a guy who is virtually my neighbor. I mean, we live about 30 miles apart, and I got to drive 300 miles to talk to him. But he's here, Brandon Lester. Man, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Tom?
I am fantastic. I was very excited with your results in Florida, especially the first week. You know, it seemed like you were really on them. And, of course, you came off of that win in the Open at Kissimmee. Just talk about what that did for you to get your mind right for the season, to just cash a good check and get a win right off the bat.
Yeah, it's so important to get off to a good foot. You know, get started, set a good pace, get into a rhythm out there on the water where good things are happening. You feel like you're making good decisions. And not to mention the fact that that win qualified me for the 2023 Bassmaster Classic right off the bat. So, you couldn't ask for a better start, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that one, of course, will be in Knoxville, this one here on Lake Hartwell. And
we share a home lake. Not that the people that are listening coast to coast care about it, but Tim's Ford Lake is a lake that we share. And the folks here at Lake Hartwell are actual sponsors of Bassmaster Radio as well. So I've been over here a few times. What's your take on the similarities between a lake like Tim's Ford, doesn't have spots, but smallmouth, and a lake like Hartwell? Is it kind of similar to where you've got that deep water and you got those, a lot of creek edges and that type of stuff?
Yeah, it sets up a lot of the same, you know, as far as contour lines, topography. You've got bluff walls, you've got those long sloping points, you got mud flats, you got gravel, a lot of pockets, a lot of different arms. Like you said, the obvious difference is we have smallmouth and largemouth. This place has largemouth and spotted bass. But there are a lot of similarities in the way they fish, and a lot of the same finesse tactics that we use at home in our clear water fisheries will work on these bodies of water as well.
A lot of fish will be caught this week, there's no doubt about it, during this classic. The question is, will there be a lot of 17 and 18-pound type bags? Because maybe that's what's going to take. The last three classics here was 50 pounds to win, basically. I seem to think it would be 53, 54 pounds to win this time. But what's your take on the size fish that could be coming out of the fishery this time around?
I definitely agree with you. I'm looking for it to take around 17 a day, so around that 52, 53, somewhere right in there. You know, it's going to be all about, I think the guy that wins is going to weigh in some mixed bags. I don't think you can win with all spots. I don't think you can win with all largemouth, just because it's hard to target largemouth and get five big ones each day. But it's definitely going to be important to get that 4, 5, maybe even 6 or 7 pound, because they do live in Lake Hartwell. Those big largemouth are going to be at a premium this week, there's no doubt.
And finally, every fisherman, whether you're a tournament fisherman or a weekend angler, always has that thought in the back of their mind, am I doing the right thing? If I'm shallow, should I be out there? If I'm out there, should I go chase some shallow? Does this week create even more of that kind of confusion because of the weather and because of the fact that there is these two great species? Do those thoughts creep into your mind, or do you have to commit to one or the other, and this is what I'm going to do?
I think you have to commit one to the other. And honestly, the way this weather's setting up, and this tournament is a swing for the fence kind of tournament. I hate to use that term because it is cliche, but that's how it is here at the Bassmaster Classic. There's no points on the line, so I think you got to kind of commit one way or another. I am going to start basically on a spotted bass deal just to try to calm the nerves and put some fish in the boat. Plus, as it gets on up in the day, those largemouth get positioned a lot better. So, I'm pretty much committed to what I'm going to do, and it's going to be what it's going to be, and it's going to be a daggum fun week. I know that.
He is a Phoenix pro. He's got a great new sponsor in Midway USA, as well as a title sponsor, Brandon Lester, off to a hot start this season. And keep it going, man. We're pulling for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Joined now by Brandon Polinick. He's one of the favorites in this deal here. And, you know, first of all, I got to say, conditioning is always very important to you. But I want to know, who's in better shape, you or Cruz? Now, he's an old man compared to you. But, I mean, you and Cruz, probably the two guys in the best shape. Do you guys, you know, kind of compete on that at all?
We don't compete, but I would go with Cruz. I think he's a little bit next level compared to where I'm at. Plus, he's had a few more years to really dial it in and perfect it.
He's also kind of scary wiry, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to go with him, you know what I mean? He's a little guy, but he could be, it looked like he could probably take care of business if he needed to.
Yeah, we're about the same height, but he's definitely got some muscle mass on me. I may have a little conditioning in a couple of younger years, you know, but he definitely has muscle mass and a little old man strength on me.
Let's talk about this. This is the plan for you. You came back for this. I mean, there's nothing else like it, the Bassmaster Classic, and certainly all the hoopla that surrounds it and so on. But from a pressure standpoint, a lot of people talk about that. But once you get out there, isn't it just like fishing a tournament?
It's never like just fishing a tournament because the Bassmaster Classic is not like any other tournament. There's no points involved. It's a 3-day event. And guys will gamble more than they normally would because it means so much to win. And so your decision-making process oftentimes is different than what it would be in, like, a normal event. And it's no entry fee, so you have nothing to lose, right? I mean, you've made it here. You can't be afraid to fail if you're going to win.
Yeah, and you're known to be a very versatile guy. I would imagine that this is going to be a very versatile event, in as much as that the warm weather, you know, everybody's talking about spots in deep water, but now it looks like maybe the big girls are moving up shallow, and I would think that there's just going to be a lot of these rods here out on the deck trying to figure it out.
For sure. I'm probably going to have 30 rods rigged up by the end of today. We're going to rock and roll from 80 foot of water to 8 inches of water and everywhere in between. I've gotten a few clues here and there that I'm going to run with a lot of different things, and I feel like that's going to give me the best shot to win.
Brandon Polinick has been our guest. Good luck, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Joined now by John Cruz. And John, we just talked to Brandon Polinick, and you know, he's very much into the fitness as you are. And I asked him flat out whether or not he thought he could take you, because you're a little bit older than him. He said he doesn't want any part of you, though. What do you think about that?
I am 100% meaner than Brandon. There's no question. But he is technically a wrestler. He's a state champion wrestler. And so that part about it could even out the playing field. I think it would be one of those – it would have to go – like it would be a trilogy of matches. It wouldn't be just like one and we're done.
He says you're both the same height, and so that you are you guys are probably middleweights, you know, 145, 150, somewhere in there is what I'm guessing, which I was in the eighth grade, by the way, last time I saw that. But, you know, you got that band thing that you've been working out with, that new gear that you've been working out with. And I don't know, I told him that might be something that would work for him if he wants to kind of build the mass that you got.
Yeah, see, that is not programmed for building mass. That is to stimulate your nervous system. That's why it's called the NeuroPack. And so that makes your muscle twitches, everything faster and more efficient. It's all about speed with that NeuroPack, and that's what it's all about. So I'm not going to give him all of my secrets, bro. I mean, this is not going to happen, man.
He thinks you have more mass because you're older than him. He says, you know, as you get older, you kind of build a little bit more mass. But he definitely did seem a little bit intimidated. I don't know on the water, because he's pretty intimidating on the water, but I don't think he was pretty intimidated by you physically.
Probably 15 years ago, I weighed 15 pounds more, and I was about the same body fat percentage. So I had a lot more mass back then. Honestly, fishing is an endurance sport. And with my body weight being less than it is, as it is now, I'm much more better fit for fishing. I can last longer. I can go longer, you know, practice days and not get tired. I can recover faster. It's all about being more efficient on the water, and I can recover faster. So that's the whole combo why I've actually dropped some weight from where I was years ago.
Finally, you said the quiver will deliver.
Right.
Are there any left anymore? Because we've seen a lot of times when a guy says something like that on national TV, on Bassmaster Live, there's a run on those things, and it's tough to get the product. Is the quiver still delivering?
We are still delivering quivers. That is happening. There was a run on them for sure, but as you might imagine, there was a little run on them. But I have a plenty in my box, and Brian Schmidt got more. I had to resupply him. He loves that quiver. Obviously, he won Lake Champlain and caught the majority of his fish on that quiver as well. So I think it will play for both of us here this week.
There you go. And, of course, John Cruz, Missile Baits, he invented that quiver. So, you know, there's that, too. All right, man, I appreciate you. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tom.
Now we are joined by a guy that's won, I don't know, two of the last seven or eight events. I mean, this guy went from just a dude to being a champion now with two blue trophies. Where are those blue trophies? Lee Livesey's with us.
They're sitting in my office, and I actually have three of them.
Three? That's right. You have three blue trophies now. Do you have to build a new shelf or anything like that, or reinforce the shelf?
Did you know I have three of them?
No, I didn't. Tell me the story behind the third one. Why am I missing the third one?
They wrote the wrong sponsor on the one at Chickamauga.
And you kept it?
And they didn't ask for it back, because I actually have three of them.
Two wins and three trophies. You had me for a minute. I'm thinking, when the hell did he win? I'm trying to think, when else did he win? Well, that's a great story. So, and do they know? Are you just kind of hanging on to it or what?
I mean, I don't think they can do anything with it, so it's mine. I got one that I'll let you borrow if you want to even.
So they engrave it right on the trophy then? It's not like a plate. They couldn't just like, hey, we're going to change the plate on it?
No, I got an extra one.
That is incredible. You also got a sponsorship in Busch Light that's got everybody fired up. I mean, that is great. I can't wait to see you come out on stage one of these times with one of those Busch Lights. I don't know. That's probably prohibitive. I know Lisa's probably not going to go for that, but what a tremendous partnership for you.
Yeah, I mean, Busch Light's been great. They've been amazing working with them about the last 5 or 6 months going into this year. And, man, they're all about the outdoors. They're putting a lot of sponsor dollars back into the industry, not just fishing, but outdoors and in general. And it's going to be a really cool thing. They've already got cans out with bass on them.
Really? Oh, that is so cool. Now, so here's the deal. It's Sunday, 4:00 in the afternoon. You come through the tanks. You got a pretty good shot. You think you might have won this tournament. What are the chances that you go double gun, Busch Light, Stone Cold Steve Austin, smash those things together and just down them right there when the confetti's coming down?
100%. 110.
So you've thought about this, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, every day.
It's always a blast to walk around a boatyard and just get some thoughts from the guys before the Classic actually starts. Well, when we return, Neil Paul will join us from visitanderson.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, it is Classic Week, obviously, as we said, in the open. And now a time to spend a few minutes with a guy who really, he's one of the driving forces behind the Lake Hartwell and Anderson and really even Greenville getting the Bassmaster Classic now for a fourth time, three times in the last 7 years, fourth time since 2008. He does a tremendous job. He is a marshal like no other when it comes to marshaling during Elite Series events. I don't know if he's going to be able to get out on the water with the guys during this one. He might be a little too busy to do it during the Classic. But Neil Paul now joins us from visitanderson.com. Neil, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Tom, how are you, man? It's Classic Week.
It is Classic Week. It is so great. And by the time people are hearing this, we're in the midst of the Classic, but we talk about how important it is to the area. My question is this. If I'm looking for you on Friday or Saturday during the day, am I going to find you anywhere? Or are you going to be on one of these boats marshaling? I know you love the marshal, but, you know, you're kind of busy this week.
If I could figure out a way to pull it off, I would. But it would be, listen, it would be no different than going out on a boat here at, in the normal times anyway. I have to sit and watch other people catch them anyway, so I'll stick to going to takeoff. My daily routine is pretty much takeoff, expo, and then the weigh-ins, and so I try to make all three every day. And of course, we'll make the takeoff every day. You know, just what we have here with Green Pond Landing and what Anderson County's done with the facility and all the resources that we've poured into to making this just a successful venue and just one of the best in the country. So that'll certainly be my mornings. And then, of course, take in the expo and see all the wonderful things there. And then, of course, the weigh-ins. I don't want to miss those.
Let's talk about it for a second, because this is it's not unique, but it is a two different county type of thing. It's not certainly not as far as we've seen some of the ones at, you know, Gunnersville, and then the weigh-ins are in Birmingham and the expo's in Birmingham. It's about 30 miles or so between Greenville and Green Pond Landing. But just talk about the cooperation and the work that you guys do together with the folks in Greenville to make sure that this whole thing works, you know, smoothly as it does.
It really is, and it's one of the reasons that I think that we're able to have a successful event every time that we've had the Classic. I know the three that I've been involved in now, you know, 15, 18, and now 22. When 15 was here, you know, it was the coldest on record, but when it left here, it was the third most attended Classic at that time. We set the attendance record in 18. Of course, it was broken in Knoxville a year later. But, you know, we're poised to have really high numbers again. And what's unique is we've actually got nine partners at the table supporting this Classic between the city of Greenville, Visit Greenville, Greenville County, Anderson County, Visit Anderson, just to name, you know, some. And then we've got some regional partners, the state of South Carolina and even South Carolina DNR. And it's one of those deals that really truly is a true team partnership. It's not. No one really cares who gets the credit here. Everybody comes to the table with their sleeves rolled up, ready to work. And it's really, how do we make Anderson County shine? How do we make Lake Hartwell shine? But also, how do we make Greenville shine? And then from the state perspective, you know, how do we make the state of South Carolina shine? And we've had tremendous events here. And when you think about it, it's really put us on the map as a destination for bass fishing and great experiences.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. The fishing has been tremendous, and it's getting better and better and better. And I think this week we may see a record with these warm temperatures coming in. You mentioned that one in 2015, 9 degrees. Boats were froze to the trailers and so on. It was just a nightmare for the fishermen early on. And now we have the exact opposite. Here it is a couple of weeks later in the year, first weekend in March, and talk about March coming in like a lamb. am. 60, 70 degree weather, sunshine, just absolutely gorgeous. And with the water temperatures, it's been a fairly mild winter. You got to figure that the big girls are moving up, and we're going to see more and more big fish being caught throughout this tournament. About 50 pounds has been the norm the last couple of classics there, but this one could touch 55 pounds in a three-day tournament, which is pretty heady stuff. You got to figure that the largemouth are going to play big time in this one as well. Not that the spots aren't big, but there's going to be a lot of big largemouth caught as well. So I think this will be the most weight ever caught at a Greenville Classic.
Oh, no question. I apologize that I don't know the number. It's not committed to memory. I don't remember what Alton Jones' winning weight was in 2008, but I know Casey Ashley was just north of 50 pounds in 2015. Jordan Lee was just under 50 pounds in 2018 rather. And I'm with you. I think we could see weights in the mid 50s for this classic. I think, you know, when the elites were here a couple of years ago, Brandon Cobb won it wire to wire. He averaged just north of 17 pounds a day for 4 days. And I think we could see a 17, 18 pound average per day easily here with this one. And, I'm the guy that I'm one of the biggest cheerleaders for the lake and for the facility at Green Pond. And, you know, I really do believe we could see multiple 20-pound bags weighed in this classic.
Yeah, 49 pounds, 7 ounces, by the way, for Alton Jones. So, yeah, that number, that 50 number has been right on it for the three previous ones, and I think this will eclipse it. Of course, I was over there. I forget what it was for. I don't know. I just came over there. Of course, you guys are great sponsors of Bassmaster Radio. But I was over there when you had an event there. I think it was the Nation event, maybe, or a regional event. And remember those guys brought in that, like, 24, 25, 26-pound bag? They had that huge bag. And that really woke a lot of people up to what the potential of the lake was.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the Bassmaster Team Championship in 2019. It was in early December. I had an opportunity to talk with one of the elites this week. As folks are hearing this, you know, the classic's underway, but had a chance to talk with one of the anglers this week, and he was telling me just how healthy the fishery is. He said, you know, we've always caught fish in numbers when we've come here. He said, but I was blown away at just the coloring, the health, the overall well-being of the fish that were caught there in practice. And it's a guy that lives in this area that fishes this lake probably more than others. And he couldn't say enough good things about the quality of the fish that he saw there in practice. So it speaks to a tremendous fishery. The water's up. And the fish are as healthy as they've been in a long time.
Yeah, and in two events this year, we should mention, we can't not mention October 6th through the 8th when the St. Croix Bassmaster Southern Open presented by Mossy Oak Fishing will be there at Lake Hartwell. I'll be fishing in that tournament, so I can't wait to get back there in early October for that one. Now, that's not a Clemson football weekend, is it? I mean, you know, as a co-angler, we just fish Thursday and Friday. Am I supposed to hang around Saturday and watch Clemson play football, or did you stay away from Clemson football that weekend?
They're on the road. They're on the road that weekend. Okay. Honestly, I don't even know where they're going. I'm so locked into what's going on over here on the lake. Every day it's like Groundhog Day. Every day's kind of repeating itself right now. But, you know, all of our efforts are just turned into to making sure that we have – you know, we're on our best all week this week.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Green Pond Landing, we talk about that. And I know the last one, when we were there in 2018, I remember being out on the dock doing my interviews and so on before the ramp or before the launch, and the Army Corps of Engineers or whoever it was had come down there and put additional dockage out and everything. And it was just such a great crowd there, the natural banking and so on. But now you've taken it to another level. This is an incredible amphitheater where other tournaments of smaller variety will actually have their weigh-ins and everything else. But for the Classic, it'll be used as the launch site. There's dockage out in front of this amphitheater, and so people will be able to line up along the banks, which are already, like I say, a natural amphitheater. And then there is the seating and that whole section that you guys built there at Green Pond Landing. It's going to make for an incredible sight. I can't wait to see the aerials of what this is going to look like when the guys are taking off and they have that great crowd in this amphitheater that has been built at Green Pond Landing. You told me about this. It seems like 4 or 5 years ago that it was coming, and now it comes to fruition, and it's going to get great use during a classic.
Oh, tremendous. And it's honestly going to create a stadium-like atmosphere for takeoff. The amphitheater has seating for 1,300, and in the grass space, you can get up the hill. You could put another, people could bring portable chairs, and we could put easily another couple of hundred in there. So you could easily fit 1,500 to 1,700 people across this hillside and in the seated area, and it will make a natural, a stadium-like environment looking down on the anglers at takeoff. It's going to be a tremendous scene if you're in the, you know, we've put a lot of time and effort and resources into promoting this event to make sure we maximize every opportunity to have the best crowd that we could have. And if you, and those that come out are and will be treated to a tremendous show, I know.
Yeah, no, the whole facility is tremendous. Double-decker, beautiful, clean bathroom facilities out there as well. It's great. And I got to ask, just for folks that want to come and visit Anderson and visit Green Pond Landing and make a week of it or whatever, is there any plans or have you had any music shows there at that amphitheater? I mean, you could set up a stage right there in front of the water and have that natural amphitheater there. Has there been anything like that, or is it strictly a weigh-in facility?
Well, no, and to your point, no, it'd be a tremendous music venue, and one of the things that we're looking at, we want to maintain the integrity of the facility first. It is a fishing facility, and we want to maintain that. There are some conversations going on at the county level on how we are going to take the next steps to make that happen. I think we've tried really hard to maintain a tournament schedule from Labor Day through probably like Mother's Day, mid-May kind of thing. And so we've kicked around the idea of a summer concert series that would run between like Memorial Day and Labor Day. And then it would be tournaments the rest of the time. And there's those conversations are still in their infancy, but that's the plan as we move forward is to be able to use this as a multi-purpose facility. You know, we're big enough now that we can run multiple tournaments out of the facility at a time. We've got the parking, the dock space, and the amenities to do that. But yes, there's discussions of a concert series down the road for sure.
Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson. And, of course, Bon Secours, where the weigh-ins will be, is a tremendous, a perfect-size facility. And boy, Gerald Swindle gave us one of the all-time great speeches in 2018. And I know there's a lot of sentimental push behind him. It would be great to see him break through and win a classic there. There'd be a number of guys. I mean, Scott Martin with his dad, Roland Martin, all the history. This one could have some great drama, as have past classics there at Lake Harwell.
Oh, no question. It's going to be a tremendous event, regardless of whose life gets changed on a Sunday afternoon. And I think that's the big thing. I mean, you've got 55 guys in town this week we could have so many firsts. You could have a South Carolina guy with a Brandon Cobb or a Patrick Walters hoist a trophy on Sunday afternoon. You could have one of the veterans of the series, a Gerald Swindle or a Greg Hackney or somebody like that, and it could be all points in between. I mean, we could have our first three-peat champion as well with Hank Cherry. So many storylines going into this classic, and I can't imagine, and with the Fox. With the Fox television contract and all the ways that people can view and participate in this classic, I can't imagine a finer week. And we're definitely the center of the fishing universe this week, and we're going to give it our best show for sure.
Finer in South Carolina, that's for sure. Neil Paul has been our guest. Neil, we appreciate you so much. Appreciate your hospitality throughout the classic. It's been good. I know I always love hanging out with you there, and I appreciate you again for doing this.
Tom, thank you, buddy. Look forward to seeing you and spending some time with you. And for those of you out there listening, man, book a trip to Anderson and get down here in Wetterline in Lake Hartwell. You won't be disappointed.
You will not be disappointed, that is for sure. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Final final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we add this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Progressive Insurance will serve as a premier sponsor of the Bassmaster Tournament Trail and title sponsor for the Elite Series Angler of the Year race through 2024. Bassmaster Angler of the Year is one of the most esteemed and hotly contested titles in sports fishing, said Chase Anderson, Bass CEO. We are thrilled to have Progressive join us in honoring talented anglers as they write their names in bass fishing history. We are also excited to welcome Progressive into the family of brands working with bass to grow our sport in advance competitive fishing at all levels, said Chase Anderson. Check out this dream sweepstakes at Bassmaster.com. Enter to fish with legendary father-son team Roland and Scott Martin. And with that, you'll receive a $2,500 gift card from AFCO. Trip package also includes round-trip airfare for the winner to a location to be named, 3 days and two nights hotel accommodations, and a rental car for the duration of the trip, and $500 in spending money. Just go to Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes to sign up today. You can find all your favorite Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more from all your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop. Bassmaster.shop is the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. And have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out ProFishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers is growing every week, but now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the legendary Lake Series as well, and you can even buy Bassmaster radio gear and check out the new line of coffee mugs. That's profishing.shop. Now, if you're like me, you never stop learning the best bass fishing techniques and tricks, and now you have a place to find it all in one place with Bass University's bassu.tv/radio. You'll find over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit bassu.tv/radio and sign up. That's bassu.tv/radio and begin learning today. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.